You might remember that in 2014, 55% of Scottish voters rejected independence. One of the main reasons for that outcome was that Scotland would have automatically lost its membership of the European Union if it had become a sovereign nation. To stay in Europe, the Scots decided to stay in the United Kingdom. Well, 2 years later, in a vicious plot twist, 62% of Scotland-based voters rejected Brexit, but the UK as a whole decided to leave the European Union. As we approach next Friday, the first of the new deadline dates for Brexit, Asa Samake Roman reports on the atmosphere north of the border.
In Scotland, referendums come in pairs. In 2014, 55% of voters rejected independence. One of the reasons was that Scotland would have automatically lost its membership of the European Union if it had become a sovereign nation. But 2 years later, plot twist, while 62% of Scotland-based voters backed staying in the EU, the UK as a whole voted to leave. First Minister Nicola Sturgeon from the pro-independence Scottish National Party says there is a mandate to run another independence referendum. Is Brexit strengthening the case for Scotland going alone? In her office at the Scottish Parliament, Fiona Hislop, Scotland's Cabinet Secretary for Culture, Tourism and External Affairs, insists that Scotland is at odds with the decisions made by the British government.
In Scotland, we had a majority to remain, and the Scotland voted to remain. The Scottish Parliament has made it quite clear that they want to have a solution that is as close to European Union membership as possible. But we've compromised all along. 2 years ago, we put forward a proposal which had been customs union membership, single market membership. We've also then said, well, look, if there's going to be a drive to have a people's vote, we'd support that. So we've been prepared to compromise to see what a majority view might be.
However, Prime Minister Theresa May has repeatedly voiced her opposition to the so-called Norway Plus solution and a second referendum on Brexit. According to Fiona Hislop, this shows that Scotland's voice has been overlooked, making the case for independence stronger.
Well, the mess of Brexit is most certainly making the case for independence for Scotland. The fact that during Brexit the UK government has ignored the interests and the needs of the people of Scotland is again making the case for independence. Whether independence can be won will not be necessarily reliant on what's happened with Brexit, but it's certainly opened people's eyes.
Since the 2016 referendum, more and more voices are claiming they made a journey to supporting an independent Scotland in the EU over continuing a 300-year-old union with the UK. James Stewart, originally from England but in Edinburgh for 10 years now, explains what made him change his mind.
After the independence referendum in 2014, certain undertakings were made. One of the lies that we were sold is stay with the UK, that way you're not going to jeopardise your EU membership. And then other promises were made which were never delivered on. So then even the one thing that we thought would be delivered on, continued membership of the EU, has been pulled out from underneath us. When we didn't want to leave, it was the English who wanted to leave.
Ever since the country's decision to leave the EU in 2016, James Stewart has questioned the relevance of the UK.
We would be okay in this United Kingdom if it was truly what we are sold, a union of equals. And it is not. It's constantly abusive. It feels like to stay in it is some sort of Stockholm syndrome. It's harking back to a different era. We have the resources, we have the vision and the strength to go forward to be an independent nation. If Iceland, with a few hundred thousand folk, can be independent, why not Scotland with 5 million or so?
According to the latest polls, support for staying in the EU has now risen to 66%. More importantly, polls also show that voters would rather have independence than Brexit, with or without a deal. So will Brexit finally break up the UK? Speaking from Texas, where he teaches European studies at university, former Labour First Minister Henry McLeish says it could.
Britain is in a state of decline post-war. There's no solidarity, there's little stability, and we've got squabbling MPs at Westminster. And in that sense, we've got to fear for the future of the United Kingdom.
But Henry McLeish says there is an alternative to independence which could bring together the UK's four nations while giving them more autonomy.
I would like to see a federal United Kingdom, but the problem is Westminster is not interested. The Labour Party is not interested. And of course the Conservative government hasn't got it on its radar screen. So the danger for the United Kingdom is, in the absence of an alternative to independence, with the advent of Brexit, Scotland can just drift and drift towards a default position, and the default position will be independence. So I'm not critical of independence, I'm not critical of Scots making that choice, but I do think they need an alternative.
Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon has yet to announce when and how she intends to have a second vote on independence, even if Prime Minister Theresa May has repeatedly dismissed calls for another referendum, sparking criticism of a decision which has been described as undemocratic. Reporting for RFI from Edinburgh, this is Assa Samaki-Roumont.